Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University Worldwide Campus, providing students from all 50 states and 119 countries with innovative education and opportunities for success. More at erau.edu/ww.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Do you like telling a good story, or do you prefer listening to those who do? Orlando Story Club is holding a live storytelling competition the evening of August 5th. Only, it's not actually a club, and the competition isn't really serious. Sounds like a story in itself, doesn't it? Here's how co-host and producer Danielle Ziss puts it. It's a show open to everyone, not exclusive like club may sound, and the event's emphasis is more on building community than winning a competition. Each Orlando Story Club bi-monthly show has a theme. This one's is salty. Beyond that, and a five-minute limit, Ziss stresses that what you say and how you say it are entirely up to you.
That's actually up to the storyteller. So the show itself is not curated in any fashion, which means anyone who enters to tell a story, they may have prepared it on their own, or they may have just been walking down the street, saw the Orlando Story Club sign, and walked in and signed up. We typically take 10 tellers per show, but it's a random draw through a top hat. So if you want to tell a story, you drop your name in the hat, and then audience members pull out the names. We do 10 per show. They get roughly 5 minutes, and some of them will be prepared. We have professional storytellers, and some will be completely not prepared. And to be honest, those are almost always the audience favorites.
The more contemporaneous, extemporaneous ones.
Yes. There's a certain kind of emotion that comes through when you are not prepared at all, and you're just sharing something from your life. And at the end of the day, that's what Orlando Story Club is. It's a community building way of connecting to others in your community through sharing your personal experiences in life.
So it's a competition, but it's not very serious in the competition sense. Is that right?
Correct. We actually call it the not so serious storytelling competition show because the competition is mostly just there for fun. It's there because we like to give out local gifts to the top three storytellers, but the scores are almost always just a fraction apart from each other. You know, we say that the scores are from 0 to 10, but what we really mean is 7 to 10 because every story is great. And the judges themselves are randomly assigned audience members. So it's three people who have little scoreboards and they determine their 0 to 10 scoring. We often end up with 2- and 3-way ties for several positions. It's not uncommon to have 4 or 5 people standing up at the end. And we try to promote local businesses as the gifts we give them for sharing their stories.
How did this event get started? What was the idea that sort of birthed Orlando Story Club?
It was started back in 2014 by a man named Robin Cowie, who some of your listeners may know as the producer from the Blair Witch Project back in the 90s. He was an avid storyteller, still is, and he started Orlando Story Club because he noticed there was not another event like that in town. You know, it's not really an open mic, but it kind of is, but it's much more centered on community and connection through real life personal stories as opposed to made up stories. So he started Orlando Story Club back in 2014. And then in, I think, 2016, so 12 years ago, my story journey partner, Bobby Wesley, and I started producing and hosting it in partnership with the Downtown Arts District.
My goodness, it's been around a while. Did it take a break during COVID or did it go virtual?
We went virtual. We decided that because it was mostly meant for building community during lockdown, it was needed more than ever. So we did do some virtual Orlando Story Clubs, but then we also moved it outside and required masks and made all of our seating 6 feet apart once the initial lockdown was over so that we still had storytelling and community building throughout all of 2020.
When it was definitely needed. Tell me why you think that storytelling itself is important.
Well, I think for all of time, the way humans have connected has been through personal storytelling. I mean, no matter how far you go back or how far we end up going in the future, I think that will always be true. I know for me personally, generational relationships are extremely important. And some of my closest friends that are over the age of 70, 80 actually came from Orlando Story Club. And without those relationships, I don't think I would be the human I am today. Like, it helped me grow in ways that I wouldn't have understood had I only maintained friendships with people my age. And that's one of the wonderful things. You know, we'll have someone come in that's 18 and we'll have someone come in that's 88. And the two of them will have a very similar story that bonds them. And then they can go on from Orlando Story Club and build a relationship outside of it. And to me, that's what storytelling is about. It's about connection and building community through your lived experience.
You mentioned that the extemporaneous stories are often audience favorites. Do you think that that speaks to kind of a hunger for authenticity that appears to be sort of running through our culture right now?
Oh, absolutely. I think with the unprepared storytelling, you're seeing raw emotion as the storyteller is experiencing it. You know, maybe they didn't even think the story would be one other people would ever hear. So when the words are leaving their mouth, the emotion hits differently. You can write a story down or you can think about a story from your life in your head, but it's not the same as saying it out loud to people who are hearing you and connecting to the words that you are saying. It's not uncommon for us to have a room full of people with tears in their eyes. Some of us openly bawling, mostly me. I'm definitely a crier. but then the next story will be hilarious and we'll all be like belly laughing on the floor with our cheeks hurting from smiling so much. And you'll get both of those in the same night.
Can you share with me some of your favorite moments or favorite stories from past Orlando Story Clubs that have really stuck with you?
Yes. So one of my favorite stories was performed by one of our professional storytellers, actually. Her name is Madeline Potts. She told this endearing story about trying to make sourdough bread and how she had procured a 100-year-old sourdough starter and had started feeding her starter. And it just kept growing and growing until one night, she left it out on the counter and her Labrador retriever jumped up and ate the entire thing. And
oh, no.
The story was so good because what Madeline as a performer is so great at is describing details in a way that makes you feel like you're in the kitchen watching the dog lap up the sourdough starter. And, you know, of course, the dog ended up becoming extremely bloated. She was telling stories about how the dog was farting all night long. And I'm watching grown adult men falling over in their seats, you know, with that belly laughter, enjoying the story so much. And when I think of Orlando Story Club and the stories that bring me the most joy, that type of story is definitely one of them. My favorite thing about Orlando Story Club is not necessarily the stories. I do love them, and I'm a storyteller myself, so storytelling is important to me, but it's actually the connections I see being made in the room. I know I talked about generational relationships, but I really can't stress enough that when people attend Orlando Story Club, they end up leaving feeling more connected to the community. We've had so many comments from people saying, I didn't know I belonged in Orlando until I found Orlando Story Club. And comments like that are why we keep doing it. You know, Bobby and I are volunteers. We're not paid to do it. It's something we do that we love. And we've done it for 12 years. And to be honest, I think it's the one thing both of us would say we are most proud of. I'd like to mention one thing that I didn't really think about when I started producing and hosting Orlando Story Club with Bobby, which is that we've now seen many of our tellers go on to almost create an artistic pipeline for people. So we'll have people who have never told a story before in public, have never even been on a stage, do not identify as an artist. They came to Orlando Story Club, shared a story off the cuff from their life, and then went on to perform in festivals like the Florida Storytelling Festival, Orlando Fringe, and various other things. And I think seeing people become an artist right in front of your eyes is such a beautiful thing. And if I can get more people to attend Orlando Story Club and to start seeing themselves as an artist when they didn't initially identify that way, that is a beautiful gift.
That was Danielle Ziss, co-host and producer of Orlando Story Club. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.